This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members.
VIP stands for very important people, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you.
If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Welcome to Doodling Reviews, a show where two guys sit down and read a comic book in detail and talk about it in depth. This week, as you can tell from the theme song, Howard the Duck number one, technically brought to you by Marvel Comics.
I love that. That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is a pretty good, this is a really good issue. I don't know what else to say, just go pick up the issue. I mean, a comic book that can be self-referential to the Howard the Duck movie and still press forward after the first page, you know, has to be good.
And that's the thing. I think that's the one thing that they've had to do. I've said this before on our other podcasts. Howard the Duck has cultural cachet. Knowing that Howard the Duck was that terrible movie from the 80s really is a lot of people's only aspect of Howard the Duck. This owns that and seems to imply that that happened in-universe.
Yeah.
Which I think is just utterly brilliant, and then picks it up from there. And there are a couple of really cool moments that refer to the Guardians of the Galaxy piece that I thought was nice.
You mean the whole thing at the end with Rocket Raccoon in jail with him, and the two are going to team up and do synergy because Guardians of the Galaxy is really hot?
No, I mean in the middle where they're like, I went to see a movie, and there you were. Oh, really? And then it turns out he got movie ads in the theater.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was pretty nice.
And it's also got the collector in there, so, you know, you could look at this any number of ways. This could be a prequel to the Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's an awesome.
Anything like that. The Nexus of All Realities is in Florida, right?
One of them, yes. The primary one, the one that Howard fell through, is in Florida.
Okay,
yes.
All right. The whole thing about this is Howard is a duck trapped in a world he didn't create. And he's trying to get along by becoming a detective, and he gets a case thrown at him by She-Hulk.
It's sort of. He gets a brick thrown at him by She-Hulk. He gets a case from someone that She-Hulk let into the building.
Somebody named Jonathan Richards.
Yes.
Is that anybody?
I'm not familiar with the name. If it pops anybody else's trigger, you can say, hey, I got one up on Matthew.
The guy's wearing a really wacky getup.
Yeah, like an eye patch and...
Well, and a stocking cap and a scarf at a time where everyone else is walking around in super light clothes. Almost like he may be hiding something.
He's cold.
He may be hiding something. Something important. Like
Did
this
you
necklace.
Notice?
This necklace that he wants Howard to go get.
Is it me or are his arms green? Where his jacket and gloves don't ever quite.
No, that's meet. his shirt. Oh, yeah, I see that. That is green. You're right. They're in that one panel.
It looks like he has green skin.
Yeah. So what is he then? Super Skrull?
Probably not. What'd they say his name was? Jonathan Richards?
Jonathan Richards. That's why at first I was like, oh, maybe it's, Mr. Fantastic doing something nice and giving Howard a chance to, you know, have something to fulfill his miserable life.
Reed Richards' father.
But, the green arm poking out there does indicate something. What other green villains do we have? It's certainly not...
Jonathan Richards is the alternate future version of Franklin. What? No. Wait, what? Yeah, no.
Is that what the wiki says?
If I'm reading this correctly, hang on. His name is Hyperstorm Jonathan Richards.
Hmm. Okay. And what is his deal? He's the future version of Franklin Richards, the guy who can warp all realities.
Well,
why hasn't he been nice and just sent Howard back to his own dimension? That Franklin Richards. Ooh, that helps.
Franklin Richards married Rachel Summers in an alternate future. And Franklin Richards' son is Jonathan Richards, the Hyperstorm.
So, you know, the whole Franklin Richards theory that
he holds the universe together.
Yeah, yeah. So at
he's
one
like
point,
duct tape.
At one point, he saw the Howard the Duck movie,
right?
And thus, Howard the Duck exists in this reality.
Well, Howard,
there's a lot of tongue in cheek, a lot of self referential bits throughout this thing, and there's a lot of Marvel history also thrown around in this book.
There is, and I like the fact that Spider-Man shows up and makes fun of Howard's texting skills.
Yeah. What are you, like 100 years old?
Are you 100 years in duck years, or is it just those feathers? And the moment where Spider-Man turns and walks away is the cover of Spider-Man number 50, Spider-Man No More.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and of course, the best part of the whole thing, the training montage.
Yes. So Howard figures out that Catwoman, no, Black Cat.
Black Cat.
There's a lot of DC references in this piece, too.
It's very meta.
Yeah. It really is.
Training montage in a dirty warehouse or a rented garage. So training montage.
He hooks up with this tattoo artist that he met in jail.
Yes.
And she's going to help him get the necklace back.
Yes.
And they decide to break into Black Cat's apartment dressed as pizza delivery chefs.
Right, because that's how you get in.
Yes.
And then the pizza distracts the guard cats.
Yes, and interestingly, you have to pull on Charlotte's web to open up the secret chamber.
Yes. Black Cat's still got a thing for Spider-Man.
Little Freudian stuff there.
Yeah.
So what else is in this room besides just this necklace, Matthew? Anything that pops out as something bigger than it should be?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's the Mona Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
On that back wall. There's bags of money with big dollar signs on it. She clearly stole those from Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
The crystal skull that she stole from Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and isn't that what's his name's outfit from Watchmen over there? Isn't that Adrian Veidt's
it's hard
costume?
To say. Is that the Ark of the Covenant there? And
she's
what
got
I'm pretty
everything
sure is
in there.
The Heart of the Ocean from Titanic back on the left.
No, that's seriously the Ark of the Covenant. It's a treasure trove
of George Lucas references.
Yes.
Hmm.
So they're trying to escape.
Yes.
They're trying to escape from Black Cat and her cronies.
Right.
When a Jack Kirby villain shows up.
I am a gatherer. Jack Kirby, or maybe Mike Allred doing his best Jack Kirby. This guy's an awesome design, by the way. But he
I looked at that from the very beginning. I was like, Kirby reference.
Yeah. He has been sent by Tanir Tivan, the collector.
The collector.
To collect things. And the best part is Howard's new lady friend thinks that he's trying to collect her.
Yeah.
Because of her unique body piercing. There's a reference in here, too, and I do like the way they handle it, to what happened to Beverly.
Who's Beverly?
Howard's previous main squeeze, the redhead that he's been with since 1976.
Lee Thompson?
Yeah, Leah Thompson. He played Beverly.
Yeah.
There's a moment where they're standing and talking, and he's like, well, I've been having a rough time since – and then there's like a panel of dead silence. And I'm like, oh, my God, he broke up with Beverly off panel. I'm so sad.
Well, it has been, 30 years?
Well, not since we saw them together.
When was the last time we saw them together?
Last time I remember would have been about 2007 during the Civil War.
Okay.
But Howard's been up and down. Howard's been all over the place without actually being in the stories.
Yeah.
He was a part of the Secret Invasion. But, yeah.
So,
and, of course, the secret guest star at the end that you already told us.
Yeah, the Rocket Raccoon. Or I thought maybe you meant the, the brood back there in the background.
That broodling? Yeah, I saw that, too.
And
rhymes with pocket raccoon.
Yes, and then the reference to Superman also being caught up in there. Where he's like, the page before the final, and it's like, and my other cellmates were terrible. They just droned on about their problems like, I'm the last surviving member of my race, and this red sun is killing me. Which I thought was
nice. I didn't catch that. That is funny.
Yeah.
Floating bags of intelligent vitamin water who made these high-pitched shrieking sounds all the time.
Oh, yeah. Either Rick Moranis or Dana Aykroyd could voice the blue alien that he's talking to.
Well, Rick Moranis has permanently retired from acting, so.
Well, maybe he can just step in and do some audiobook recording.
Hey, how's it going? This is me doing my Rick Moranis.
There's a lot of joking in this, and a lot of I really like Chip Zdarsky's writing a lot.
Yeah.
He just knocks it out of the page. Knocks the books right out in my hands and says, "Hey, your computer's on the floor. By the way, this isn't a book." Because that's what Chip Zdarsky would do.
Chip Zdarsky would do that. Interestingly for me, you can kind of see where Chip's sense of humor has influenced his other book, Sex Criminals.
Yeah.
You can read in this and go, wow, maybe Chip had more input on plotting than I thought on that other book, which frankly is beautiful. I really like that
on
book.
On Sex Criminals?
I really like this one.
But isn't he like one of the main writers?
No, well, I don't know because it's by Fraction and Zdarsky. And I don't know if they break it down as to – I mean, clearly Chip draws the book.
Yeah.
But I don't think they break it down as to who does what. But it's clear from this, or at least it feels like from this, that Chip has a hand in the tone and the dialogue of that book.
Oh, yeah. You know, it just lists Matt Fraction as the writer on Sex Criminals. But, there's got to be some collaboration. Those two are as thick as thieves they are.
Training montage.
Yeah, that was pretty good too. Joe Quinones is doing the art in here, and I love his art as well. So this is kind of like a 1-2 punch of just awesomeness all around. And of course, the hype from Guardians of the Galaxy movie, I think, also helped get this book a lot of attention.
Oh yeah, if you're going to get something like this off the ground, you have to do it well. I mean, coming out of the Guardians movie, they could have slapped together some crap Howard book immediately.
Yeah.
And just riffed on a bunch of Steve Gerber jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read Howard the Duck before that wasn't Gerber. And usually when it's not Gerber, it's just not quite right.
Mm.
And this manages to capture what was fun about that original series and the appearances that worked and tie it into that new Marvel Universe mystique thing that they have with their MCU. And their newfangled movies on the iPad pods and everything.
Yeah. I just like this book top to bottom. I'm giving it 2 big thumbs up. I say this is a must read this week. It's certainly one of the most anticipated reads this week, even though there were a lot of other good books that came out.
Right?
I think
Such
Howard
a
the
good
Duck.
Week.
Yeah, I yeah, just a really good week. I've got so much reading to do. In fact, I've got even more reading to do because I haven't been over to Comixology in a while to see what they're doing with the Archie Legion, my favorite Legion of Superheroes line. And there were like 20 new issues that they've posted, that they've put up there. And it's
nice.
Like, crap, man, I got a lot of reading to do now. So
Shrinking Violet turns out to be the Emerald Empress.
Yes, so. that was the set that they has been released since the last time I looked. In the new batch of issues that I picked up was the Shrinking Violet one. So
hope I didn't spoil that for you 20 years later.
No, because if you remember, I read it when they originally came out. And it looks like they got the Legion series as well, the Legionnaire series that was, you flip back and forth every other week or whatever it was, every other week, every 2 weeks. You got
post reboot. Those were the same book, basically.
Yeah, they were, and that's why they had the little sticker—not a sticker, but a badge on the
triangle,
cover. Yeah, that told you what order to read those in. So I've got to go back and get those as well. So
26.
Yeah, that was—I just really like that. I love going to the comic shop every week looking for those, and it was good times back then. Good times back then.
The comic shop was down on Vine. No, wait.
It was down on Peachtree, down in
that's
Buckhead.
Right.
And it was a fantastic comic book shop that later moved after they closed that fantastic bookstore. They moved that down further down on Peachtree. And I don't know where if they're still located on Peachtree. I think one of our listeners wrote in a while back and said, yes, that comic shop was still there and going strong. It was a heck of a store. I mean, just imagine. Oh,
comics.
Well, yeah, but comics, I'm trying to kind of give you a scope of how big it is or how big
7 feet.
No, it was probably about twice to three times as big as a Gatekeeper Comics and Hobbies. Probably even more so because it was really deep. It was wide and deep. And,
you know, just like me.
Well, you're wide. That's for sure.
Hey, You have been, you know, he yelled at me for a full 5 minutes before we went on the air.
It wasn't 5 minutes.
Tonight.
It was only 2 minutes.
It was
5
minutes. And the best part was, he's like, you know, all communication has miscommunication. And in our relationship, it's all you.
No, that's what I said. Like, that's not
Jesus,
exactly
what
I said.
Did I just walk into my wife or something?
Yeah, you need to listen to this week's Major Spoilers podcast. In fact, I'm so glad a number of you have contacted us and said you'd like that conversation about communication theory and communication failure that I had with Dr. Scott Robson. It was really good, and I'm hoping that we can do more of those later on. And interestingly, I was also contacted by Dr. Peter Coogan today. He's been he had an email that he wasn't checking. The only email that I had for him, he wasn't checking. So now after about a year, he checked it, reached out to me. And I think we'll have some more Peter Coogan on the show in the future. And, of course, nice. Next week sees the return of The Flash on the CW.
Aww.
And we will be bringing you some VIP bonus episodes for that, a flashback for our VIP members. Matthew, can you please
–
I mean, I'm always going on about, you know, why we need VIPs – you know, the benefits of people being a VIP. What, I mean, can you kind of reiterate some of those talking points that I've said over the years and why we need VIP members to help us out?
The thing about the VIPs that's really great is it's a chance for, I mean, we put out tons and tons and tons of content.
Right.
And it's really
and
a chance
free.
For us.
I mean, it's free content.
It's a chance for us to give you access to more content. And what it really does is it makes it possible for you to be a part of Major Spoilers content. You are allowing us to make more shows, to make Flashpoint, to extend Zach on film, mm-hmm. to do, you know, the bonus tracks, all of the things that we're doing to kind of go above and beyond what we've been doing and give you mm-hmm. even more Major Spoilers.
Well, and the thing is, you know, we do all this stuff and we are doing it a lot for free and from whatever advertising dollars that we get in, and everybody gets paid a little bit. But I would like certainly to pay people more and for us to be able to do more because of that. And the only way we can do that is either A, put stuff behind a paid firewall, including shows like Critical Hit and Dueling Reviews and the Major Spoilers podcast. We could do that. And there are a lot of shows that are doing that lately. We could take all of our archived content and put that behind a paid firewall. So, you know, you get everything that came out in the month of February is up there. But as soon as March rolls around, all that stuff goes behind a paywall. And if you want to access archives, that's what you'd have to do. And we don't want to do that. I mean, nobody wants to do that. But at the same time, we do have ongoing costs. Many of you know that back in November, we had a major final falling out with GoDaddy, and we moved over to a new service provider. They've been wonderful and great, but they're also twice as expensive. We've got ongoing other costs, too. We've got rent for the facilities. We've got equipment costs. We've got internet costs. All those things add up over time. And, of course, we'd like to pay all of our writers and continue to have them on board with us instead of wandering off and working for DC Comics.
You said hinting probably.
Yes. So, I really appreciate everybody who's a Major Spoilers VIP, and we're very close. We dropped down a few just the other day. I think a few people had to cancel their memberships for a variety of reasons. We're very close to 800, which means that we're even closer to that 1500 VIP milestone that we're trying to reach by the end of June. But I think what I'd like to do, maybe we can do this.
Okay.
I think if we can hit 1200 VIPs.
Yes.
1200 VIPs, I think we can start making the Major Spoilers podcast not only a podcast that you can download, but I think we can start streaming that live with chat rooms and everything for those people who want to be involved in that. We would do that on a Tuesday night. So if we hit 1,200 VIPs, I think we might be able to do that as a live show, providing that we can ensure that Matthew cleans up his potty mouth.
Hey, I am not the one who has to be edited out of the show most often. Thank you very much.
Yes, you are the one that has to be edited out most often. That's correct.
No, I am not. You are proving your own point. Go listen to Tuesday's Major Spoilers podcast.
Where I had to take out a huge chunk
miscommunication.
Of Matthew.
It's about miscommunication and in this case, intentional miscommunication.
No, you're just me being
trying to needle me. You can't needle me. I watched 2 new episodes of Steven Universe today. I'm awesome.
Oh, good. Good. How is that show?
Oddly enough, it's ridiculously good, and it's jumped to the top. My kid told me this morning, we totally need to keep watching this. It's now our favorite show.
Isn't it ending, though, or what's the deal?
Don't think it's ending. They got renewed for a second season.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Boom Studios was a limited series, and that came to an end this last week. Yeah.
Yes, I believe that is right. Issue 8 of the comic book.
Yeah.
The series just hit a big dramatic. I don't know if it's a finale or a high point or what, but man, it was good. It was scary good.
Good. Oh, by the way, members.majorspoilers.com. That's where we would like you to go and sign up. I was looking. I was doing some research for another project I'm working on. Turns out that in an average week, Americans spend over $20 on coffee.
Really?
$20 a week. That's like $80, almost $100 per month on coffee. What we're asking you to do is for the less than a cup of coffee, become a Major Spoilers VIP. $2 a month, $5 a month, or, and people might be interested to know this, over half of our VIPs are gold members.
$10
a month. So if you're spending $100 or more a month on coffee, you could spend $120 and fund us for an entire year.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I think it is. And I hope more people will sign up very soon and keep in mind that $1,200. I think we'll do live Major Spoilers with the chat room and all that stuff so that people can listen in and talk while we're talking.
I think I'd like that. It might make you a little more editing in the show.
No, there's very little editing in the Major Spoilers podcast anyway. But the thing with a lot of the live show is rarely would we ever talk directly to the chat room, but it'd be a place where people can chat and comment and do whatever while they're listening. Yep.
And maybe before and after we're officially recording, we can go, hey, chat room, how's it going? We like John.
Yeah. All right. Next week from Dark Horse Comics, we've got Angel and Faith Season 9, the Library Edition Hardcover Volume 1. BPRD Hell on Earth 129. Dark Horse Presents 2014 Number 8. That's got a Francesco Francavilla cover. Deep Gravity Gets a Trade Paperback 8 Number 2. Frankenstein Underground Number 1. Oh My Goddess, the retail trade paperback, volume 47.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oink, Heaven's Butcher trade paperback. A lot of trade paperbacks. That's what it says. Oink, Heaven's Butcher.
Oink, Heaven's colon, Butcher.
It's not even that. There's no colon. There's nothing to tell you how you're supposed to say that.
I'm going
to
say Oink, Heaven's Butcher.
Maybe that's what it is. Shaper number 1 comes out. Rodrigo reviewed that on the Major Spoilers podcast this week.
Yes.
Text the Lonesome Rider hardcover comes out as well. That's another Western book. DC Comics has Batgirl number 40, Batgirl Endgame number 1, Batman Eternal number 50, Batman Superman number 20, Batwoman number 40, Green Lantern New Guardians number 40. Note the price, $3.99 on that. I think, is that the last issue of that?
Of which?
Green Lantern, New Guardians. I think that's the last issue on that.
40 or 41, something like that. Yeah. And then we get into the Convergence.
Convergence, and then we relaunch in a couple of months with all new stuff. Kitchen number 5, New 52 Futures in number 46. Ocean Orbiter Deluxe Edition Hardcover. What the hell is that?
I don't know. You want to read it?
No, because it's a trade paperback at $30.
Yowza, I don't have $30.
Red Hood and the Outlaws number 41. Supergirl number 40, Superman number 39, Teen Titans number 8, Trinity of Sin number 6. IDW Publishing has Angry Birds Transformers number 4, Dragonlance Chronicles, Dungeons and Dragons Legends of Baldur's Gate number 5, Fly Outbreak number 1.
An outbreak of flies?
No, it's an outbreak that's super fly. Hey, it's a fly outbreak. Jack Kirby, Mr. Miracle Artist Edition hardcover, please inquire on that one. It's probably about a $150, $200 book. Rocketeer, the Complete Adventures trade paperback for $19.99.
Ooh.
Millennium number 2, TMNT Ongoing number 44, Star Trek Planet of the Apes number 4, X-Files season 10 number 21, Image Comics has the Chrononauts number 1. Oh, let's read that one. That one's going to be good.
Chrononauts. That's that thing where they take a croissant and fill it with
donuts.
Totally
not going to be the Sid Marty Croft Far Out Space Knots.
Oh, I'd read that.
No.
Sid and Marty Croft's Far Out Space Knots was funny, man. It was Gomer Pyle and Gilligan in space.
Yes, I know. It was on right before Fat Albert. Cowl number 9. Invisible Republic number 1.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know, but there's Nixon's Pals hardcover.
Nixon's Pals.
Punk's the Comic number 5, Red One number 1.
Red One standing by.
Satellite Sam number 12. Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars number 2. I'm taking
number
it.
2.
You've never listened to Thrilling Adventure Hour yet.
Dude, I spend 10 hours a day locked in a box with grandmas. I can't listen to things. I have no life.
That means you get another 14 hours that you can.
You and I record like 3 nights a week, 4 nights a week some weeks.
Listen to it while you're going to bed.
I go to bed, I can't have
plug your Tweaked audio earbuds into your ear and crank it up to 11 and enjoy. This is the great thing about the Tweaked Audio headphones. They've got noise-canceling design. They're great with music or talk, which is what Thrilling Adventure Hour and all the Major Spoilers podcast networks' cavalcade of shows have.
The cavalcade of shows at Major Spoilers.
They come in a lot of different colors, a lot of different designs. And the best thing is when you go to tweakedaudio.com and you use the checkout code MAJOR, you get a discount. 33% is the discount. Go check them out, tweakedaudio.com. We thank them for sponsoring this episode.
I'm using mine right now.
Do that at night before you go to bed. Witchblade, 181, 0, number 15. The good thing about Sparks Nevada, especially if you're listening on a lot of podcasts, is if you're listening to them on your iPod or mobile device that has the time and a half speed, which is what I listen to most of my podcasts on, you can get Sparks Nevada done in like 20 minutes. So like even before you doze off, you can get a whole episode in. It's great. So do that. Marvel has an all-new Captain America number 5, Captain America and the Mighty Avengers number 6, Bucky Barnes Winter Soldier number 6,
Black Widow
number 16, Guardians of the Galaxy and X-Men Black Vortex Alpha 1 second printing, Guardians Team Up number 3. That's the one with the Guardians 3000, I think, right?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Guardians 3000 is the one with the Guardians 3000.
I thought there was another series they were doing, too. Hulk number 13, Loki Agent of Asgard number 12, Magneto number 16.
Wow.
MMW Invincible Iron Man hardcover.
Marvel Masterworks.
Oh, yeah. It's a $75 book.
Yeah, it's probably the beginnings of Invincible.
Oh, yeah. Moon Knight number 13 comes out next week, and it was announced yesterday. Announced this week from Disney at their stockholders meeting, which makes a lot of sense for them to be announcing that stuff there to appease their stockholders. But they've announced that AKA Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Defenders are all going to be branded together as Marvel Knights.
Nice. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I was really pleased with that. Princess Leia number 2 comes out next week. Didn't we just review this like last week?
Number 1, yeah.
Wow.
I think it's bi-weekly right now.
Wow, cool. Princess Leia number 2 next week. I will definitely be picking that up. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 2 gets a second printing it doesn't get a second printing, but Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 3 comes out next week.
Right.
And of course, Wolverine's number 11. He's not back yet, is he?
Squirrel Girl. No, Wolverine's. I read a Wolverine's
issue. I saw that. Yeah. You did that on the podcast or you reviewed it up on the site. I forget.
On the site, yeah. And I actually had to read like 3 issues before it to get, because it's a weekly series.
Yeah. Did they get Doc and all taken care of?
He's missing an arm and an eye now. He's lost his.
Well, that happened at the end of whatever issue that I read. It happened at the end of issue 1, I think, the one that I reviewed on the site. And it's like they ripped his arm off and his eye and whatever. And they're like, you don't understand. We have to save his life. He doesn't have his regeneration powers anymore. And I thought that was the end of him, but I guess not.
Nope. Regeneration.
All right. Altered States Doc Savage One Shot comes out next week from Dynamite Entertainment. You can read the advance review over at MajorSpoilers.com right now. Bob's Burger Trade Paperback, Burning Fields number 3, Captain Stone number 4. Courtney Crumrin. Special edition hardcovers, number 7. There is a Dynamic Forces Star Wars number 1 signed covers. They're all Please Inquire, so they're going to be quite expensive.
$75. Who are they signed by?
Let's see. We've got one that is signed by Boba Fett, one by Chewbacca. No. Let's see. This one says Hasser, H-A-E-S-E-R. They're all sketch covers.
Oh, cool. Awesome Pfeffer.
Yes. Divinity. Yeah,
he was the pitcher for the Paperclips back in 75.
Doctor Who, the 12th Doctor. I hate how they name this. Doctor Who, number 12. It's Doctor Who, 12th Doctor, number 6.
Right.
They're cutting off words in these. You know, they can go ahead and leave this a DF Star Wars number 1. Remarked Chewbacca sketch Hasser, please inquire. And yet they can't do Doctor Who, the 12th Doctor, number 6. Furry Tales, number 1. That's a one-shot.
Furry Tales.
Ugh, I hate Veggie Tales.
Broccoli.
No.
Celery.
Giant Days, number 1.
A man who thinks he's a raccoon.
Oh, yeah, I make the kids turn it off. If it's on when I'm in the room, I'm like, nope, turn it off. Turn it off.
Why? Why are you so negative?
For so many reasons.
You hate Veggie Tales. You hate Sid and Marty Krofft.
Yep.
You hate communication.
Yep. John Carter, Warlord of Mars special. That was one I reviewed this week on the Major Spoilers podcast. Let's see. Lady Demon number 3. Lady Rawhide, Lady Zorro number 1, which I was in the middle of writing today when I got called away. So Lady Rawhide, Lady Zorro number 1, you can read that review up on Major Spoilers before it comes out next week. Legendary Red Sonja number 2. I think I'm going to check that one out too. Only because I read the first one.
Dairy.
Oh, here's one for you, Matthew. Museum of Mistakes Fart Party Collection, $24.
You know how we were talking about miscommunication?
What?
Some communication is very clear, and it is filled with derision and hate-facery.
I have no idea what this is. I figured you would be interested in it because you probably know what this means.
Really?
I don't even know who this is by.
Really?
I don't know. Everybody loves fart jokes. Come on, Matthew. Smile. Put a little joy in your heart.
I have plenty of joy in my heart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what if the devil doesn't like it?
I don't care what the devil likes. First of all, I don't think he exists.
Well,
second of all, and this is most importantly, I am filled with joy. You want me to tell you a joke? I can tell you a joke.
Sure. Does it have anything to do with what one... Tombstone
Coffin
said to
the
one?
Other coffin. No, it is not.
Is that you, Tombstone?
God damn it. Just cut that part out.
Nope.
Oh.
Makes it so much easier.
You know why toadstools grow so close together?
Why?
Because there isn't mushroom. But it's okay because they're usually a really fun guy.
That's why is a mushroom so popular at parties.
Exactly.
Pride and Prejudice. Self-made hero edition graphic novel.
What do you get when you combine an elephant with a rhinoceros?
Elefino. Princess Elefino. Ugg number 8. Red Sonja Vulture Circle number 3 comes out next week. Regular show 21. Scarlet Letter manga classics. Oh, that'd be interesting to read.
Manga classics.
Simpsons comics number 219. Sons of Anarchy number 19. Steam Tales number 2. Terrible Lizard number 5, and it looks like Unit 5 number 1 and Zombie Tramp ongoing number 9, main cover, mature reader, $3.99. A lot of Please Inquire stuff coming out next week, so a lot of expensive stuff on the way. And, of course, I heard that there are some DC comics on the newsstand, not in the comic book shop, that $3.99 in the comic book shop, $4.99 on the newsstand. Prices may be going up sooner than we think. Not thrilled about that at all. What, you don't like that? What's the matter, Matthew? Why are you sad?
$4.99. When I was a boy.
Drawing the line at $4.99.
When I was a young boy.
When he
my
was
father
a young.
Would yes. take me into the city.
Yes.
To see a marching band. But more importantly, none of that is true. I would take $5 and I would buy handfuls of comics. And this isn't like comics were 12 cents when I was a kid. We're talking like when books were
75 cents. Yeah, 75 cents, 80 cents. A dollar
for the double size.
Yeah, for the 80-page giants.
And $5.99, $4.99, it just seems like we're pricing people out of the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand.
But I think that's the thing. I think this is the thing. They don't consider it a hobby. they consider it
a loss. A magazine, for their, well, they, for their
but they consider it like a magazine. You don't keep magazines around. Most people don't. Don't keep. I mean, some people keep TV Guides around for decades, but you know, TV Guide is supposed to be used week after week and then tossed away. And I think all along, even the comic book publishers realize that yes, there are some people that are keeping these, but for the most part, people read them and then they're gone. And that's been kind of the way of thinking even since the beginning. And that's, you know, kids would trade these things, and that's how the secondary market came to be. In fact, that's how the local comic book shop came to be, because kids were trading these things, and then they realized that the publishers told the grocery stores, hey, just strip off the covers, tell us that you've stripped them off, and trash the rest of it, and we'll give you the money back. And yep. what the grocery stores were really doing is just throwing them in the back alley, and the kids would come along, grab them, and then sell them for like 5 cents or a penny or something like that.
And a nickel.
Yeah, a nickel, and that's how your local comic shops got started, was basically in that manner. So they've always kind of been treated that way, as kind of throwaway medium.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why they don't care about the cover price.
People are stupid.
Well, a lot of people are, unfortunately.
People are stupid, so why should I'm cracking myself up over here.
So I don't know. It's gonna come to a breaking point at some point.
Yeah,
and I have a feeling if they could just tell really good stories, and maybe that's what will happen with this post-convergence thing where they're just focusing on.
You say that like it's easy, though. I mean,
no.
Think that they're making really good stories when they put out a battle map of Secret Wars.
Yes, but with DC, and this was an interview that Jim Lee and Dan DiDio did recently. They were talking about how the post-convergence world, they're not going to focus so much on continuity as much as they are going to focus on what is a really good story and how do they make good canon stories. And I'm hoping that they're right. I really hope that they're right. I hope they are able to do that. And I think if you can tell, well, I mean, look at Batman with what Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo have been doing. I mean, it's been a really great, interesting run, and that's not one of the books that's getting a whole retool. I mean, they're getting Bunny Ears Batman, but who knows what that's all about.
Okay, I'm not speaking to you for saying Bunny Ears Batman.
Well, it is. It's Bunny Ears Batman.
No!
Look at it. It looks like, everybody says it even looks like Bunny Ears.
I don't care, first of all, about Batman, but more importantly, but everybody says.
But what I'm saying in regards to canon is that things like the Court of Owls doesn't fit into the grand continuity of the entire Batman history, but it's a damn fine story that has fallen into canon now. Very much like Kingdom Come is an Elseworlds title. Laughing Joke was never an incontinuity. The Killing Joke was never an incontinuity book, but it became canon as far as a really good story. And if they can do that, then maybe people would be buying more and more and more, and the publisher would be like, well, there's no need for us to raise the price so we can meet our target goal. We're selling more and we're doing it for less money. And so people are encouraged to buy more. And thus it's the positive circle of life.
We'll see. I believe that they will continue raising prices as long as they can get away with it.
Well, what did they do? I forget which issue. Oh, it was with that Batman issue that they were going to raise up by $1. And the creators complained, and DC backed off and said, okay, we won't raise it. We'll just keep it the same price.
We won't raise it right now.
Yeah. Anything else, Matthew?
No, I think we're good. Go buy Howard the Duck.
Yeah, definitely go buy Howard the Duck this week. And until next time, keep reading comics, because we will, and you will, and everybody will. And let's get more people reading comics.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.